Alright, everybody. This is a short one. Just me bitching about going down the hills, brake checking, headed to Portland. Air conditioner's not working real good. It's 85 degrees outside, 110 inside. At least it feels that way. Let's get on with the show.
Outside the box. Whenever I have an idea that I want to flesh out, I usually go to two people on Anchor. Well, three people, actually. Bernie Goldback, because he's just amazing, amazing guy. I go to Paul, because I just love his enthusiasm. Paul Amani, I love his enthusiasm. And the way he does things. He's probably already done it anyway. And I bounce ideas off of him. And then for the technical stuff, Eileen, who's just, I still think they should hire, Andrew should hire, and Kevin. Kevin's got that youth, he's got that, he's young enough to where everything's possible. Still got that everything's possible attitude. I like that. So if you ever have any ideas, bounce them off Kevin. You know, he's probably already thought about it or done it. And I guarantee you, if you have an idea and you bounce it off Kevin, he'll come back to you with some thoughts, it'll probably make your idea even a little better. So anyway, here's some call-ins. I hope you guys enjoy them. I know I kind of went off, but, you know, it's these people. It's these, and I didn't name off all my favorite people on Anchor, but it's the people on Anchor that make the app, not the app itself. Without these people, this app would be nothing. These people make the app. The app doesn't make the people. One time, Ford executives came up to Carroll Shelby, and they wanted to know what the name of the new car was going to be that he was working on. And he says, I don't have a name yet. And they said, well, we need a name. And he's like, okay. And he paced off the distance between the building, between him and the next building. I forget exactly what it was, like 348 yards or something. So he said, okay, it's a GT350. And they're like, what? He goes, the car will make the name. The name will not make the car. Without a good car, the name means nothing. So, what's the point? So that's how the GT350 got its name, the Mustang GT350. Which, my grandfather had a GT350H. I just wish I remembered that. I was a little kid. But anyway, that's what it's all about. I don't know where I was going with that, but it sounded good in my head when I started. So anyway, I'll leave it at that, and I'm going to continue driving. Headed to Portland.
Hey, Kingfish KT here, man. Just want to give you a quick call. Glad to see you back on the air. Keep it happening, man. Definitely good luck with those truck runs you got going on pretty soon. But glad to see you back on Anchor, even though it's on a part-time basis. Keep it up.
Kingfish, hello, it's Maria. I know that you are not out here very often anymore, but I was calling because I thought you might have some great insights, reactions to my episode that I did yesterday about being an asshole. If you feel like you'd stop by for a visit, here's my question. Have you ever been an asshole, and what did you do about it? Bye.
No, nothing I can really think of. Oh, shit, I only got 30 seconds. Here we go. One time, Angie Dickinson, the actress, was being a bitch to me. And I looked at her and I said, with the kindest voice, oh my God, aren't you that lady that used to be on TV when I was a little kid? That's when I worked at the nursery, Plants Not Kids. I used to be a California certified nurseryman. That's probably the biggest asshole thing I ever said. No. I can't think of anything. I mean, I'm sure I have. I just can't think of anything off the top of my head. But that's probably the worst thing I can think of. Yeah, it's the worst I got. That's the worst I got.
Hey, is that you about? Are you around? Are you about? Are you around about? How are you going? I've just put an episode up in response to Killjoy. And it's my considered response. And did a bit of remixing. It's a little bit fun. Anyway, just wanted to check, see what you were doing.
All right, here we go. We are currently in Oregon. I'll have to listen back to this because I'm on the Blue Parrot BT-450 cruising down the road. The air conditioner's not working real good, so it's hot as hell in here. 80 degrees outside, 120 inside. It's cooking. But I know if they fix the air conditioner, it's going to be a 4-hour delay, and I want to go home. I want to be home Tuesday night. It's like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It'll be Wednesday, Thursday, Friday off. Pretty soon the long bid will be starting, and I won't have any time off. So I want to take advantage of it while I can. Anyway, just west of La Grande, Oregon, mile marker 182 on the 84, Interstate 84. It's still a little smoky, not too bad. But
anyway, just went down Cabbage. Cabbage is just east of La Grande. Might even be in La Grande for all I know. Cabbage is one of the, it's a hill. It's a big hill. Mountain, I guess you could call it. Whenever they name something, like Cabbage or the Grapevine or, you know, Loveland or whatever, you know, all the big passes that kill a lot of people, they name after something. This one's rather poetic. You get a lot of ice and snow, and it can be a real bear. But as you're going west, you're at the top of the hill. It's all level up there, and then it just kind of drops down. So what you do is you go by the rest area, which is, you know, named Dead Man Rest Area. How appropriate. Before we get to the big hill that you're going to be flying down, let's name the rest area Dead Man Rest Area. You know, if that doesn't make you think about what you're about to do. Then you go by Dead Man View Area. It's rather, the view's beautiful. I'll have to stop there before they end this bit and take some photos from up there. Doesn't do any good today, though. It's too hazy. But the view is spectacular. I'll put it on my Facebook page. So, that's Trucking with Kingfish on Facebook, whatever it is. If you see any photos you like, check this out. I sell photos. I do the Shutterstock thing. And I sell stock photography. I do it just for fun. So, a lot of those same photos you'll see on Facebook. So if you go to Shutterstock, and I don't know what the link is, and you like some of my photos, you want to use them for something, buy them from there. If you can't afford it for whatever reason, it's like a quarter piece or something. If you can't afford it, then just go to my Facebook page and steal them off my Facebook. I really don't care. You know, I prefer, of course, I'll take the quarter on the Shutterstock because they like buy a new lens or something. Really don't make that much off of it. I just do it for fun. Because I'm going to take the photos anyway. But, like I said, if you have to steal them off Facebook, feel free to do so. And just tell me, hey, I really like your photo, but I don't have a quarter, so I stole it off Facebook. Let me know how you're, I'm just curious. It's not so much that I care about the quarter, because I'd like to know how you're going to use the photo. Are you using it for an album cover? That's happened before. Are you using it for just whatever? I don't really care, I just want to know. I'm just curious. It's a curiosity in me. Love taking photos. Especially love taking photos with the wife. She's got a beautiful face, puts on this big hat. For some reason, I don't know. I think she, you know, I don't know. She just looks great. So anyway, let's get back to the pass. So you're going down, this is trucking stuff. Let's talk about trucking for once. So you start off at the top of this big hill, where it's this dead man's, you know, rest area. Then you start to gradually go downhill. Then you go by the scenic view area where you turn off. And then it's straight down winding. Winding switchbacks all the way down for, I don't know, a couple miles. 6% down, right? So there's always some idiot who flies down this thing because he thinks he knows what he's doing anyway. Then he overheats his brakes, and then you got to smell brake all the way down the hill. By the way, if you've never smelled brake, it's disgusting. You'll never smell your own brakes burning. You'll smell somebody else because your brake smell is behind you. The brake smell that you're smelling is always the brake smell of the guy in front of you. I don't smoke my brakes. Hell, I don't even get hot. What I do is I got a 10-speed and a jig brake. I've been down there before without even a jig brake. What you do is you drop it down to 7th gear. Maybe 8th gear, depends how much weight you got. Today I got 25,000 pounds. I got 15,000 in the lead box, and I got two trailers. I got 10 in the rear box, 10 and a half. So I got like 25,500 pounds, which is pretty light. So I drop it down to 7th speed, kick on the jig brake. Damn, it's hot in here. Kick on the jig brake. I can cruise down the whole hill and not hit the brakes once. That's what I want to do. Why do you want to do it that way? Because the hotter your brakes get, the less effective they get. It's a thing called brake fade. So, what you want to try to do is try not to use your brakes all the way down the hill.
Because, strangely enough, at the bottom of the hill is when you may need them the most. So, I go down all these big hills and I never touch my brakes once. If it gets icy up, I gotta change that around a little bit because I can't use the jake. But for the most part, that's how I go down the big hills. I literally... What the hell is this guy doing? Hold on a second. This exit. Better be getting off this exit. Okay, good. The guy was tailgating me. I thought it was really weird. He went to go past me, and then he ducked right in on me. I thought I was going to accidentally see a deer and have to slam on my brakes to teach him a lesson. But anyway, that's what you do. I can go across the country. See, because I don't get paid to stop. I can go all the way across the country and probably use my brakes less than most of you guys use your brakes driving back and forth to work on your 10-mile drive on a weekly basis. And why is that? Because I don't get paid to touch the brake. It's an 80,000-pound vehicle most of the time. It's got to slow down on level ground. You don't need to touch the brakes. Besides, as a sleeper guy, there's somebody in the bunk. So if you're tapping on the brakes all the time, you're tossing the guy around in the bunk, and that ain't cool. If he can't sleep, he can't drive. If he can't drive, then we ain't making no money. It's all about making money. Luckily, I got a good co-driver. He's pretty smooth. Only a year experience, but pretty happy with him. I think he'll be one of the good ones. You can just kind of tell. Some people get the good attitude, some people don't. Alright, update. Just got a call from Doug. I'm going to have to do an interview with Doug. He got the job at UPS. So, he's been running back and forth, local. And he went to O'Hare Airport and dropped off a bunch of shit on the tarmac at the airport. Thought that was pretty fascinating. I said, how different was that? Well, Doug used to be in the Navy. I guess they wouldn't let him in the military, so he joined the Navy. And he used to work, and I kind of got to stop doing that. He worked on, I forget the name of the ship he was on, but he worked on an aircraft carrier. So he worked on the top deck of an aircraft carrier. So he said being at the airport was no big deal. He said it was, hold on a second. Shit. Car on fire, and I got to get over. Hold on, I gotta open the window. And we are getting over. I gotta stick my arm out the window. Okay. Let's see, what do we got here? Oh, this is brakes. Oh, disgusting. Dumb son of a bitch. Ooh, a cloud of smoke. Boy, he made it. That hill's quite a ways back there. He must have really been smoking, not even noticed it. It's a dump truck with a load of dirt. I thought his truck was actually on fire, but it's just smoke. Wow, Jesus God, I hate that smell. It's disgusting. It's worse than diesel. Yeah, I know. I drive a truck and I hate the smell of diesel. It's strange, isn't it? He'll probably be on the side of the road there for a couple hours, or for at least an hour waiting for that thing to cool down. Why? Because he went down the hill too fast. I'm rather surprised, because the hill's about 2 miles back. What a fucking idiot. People are stupid. They think they're going to save time by going fast down the hill. Now he's going to sit there for an hour waiting for his brakes to cool down. He's lucky, though. If they got any faster, they would have got any hotter. They could catch on fire. And then when they catch on fire, I've seen them where they catch on fire, then it melts the tire, then the air from the tire blows onto the flames and actually causes the flames to get bigger and then spread. I've actually seen that happen. It's really, you know, at that point, it's like, goodbye. And then you lose the whole trailer. Unless the fire department gets there before you. I've been in trucks where the other guy was driving and that happened. They went down fast. They woke me up. The truck's on fire! I said, the trailer or just the truck? They're like, just the trailer. I said, okay. Disconnect the tractor from the trailer. Pull forward about 10 feet. Call the fire department. And wake me up after the everything settled. Go back to bed. Well, what the hell am I going to do? I was sleeping. Just trying to keep it real. So anyway, that's what's going on. I know I got off topic there, but oh god, that smell. Now the whole truck smells like it. It's disgusting. In fact, I'm going to open the window. So, anyway, you see a big truck at the bottom of the hill smoking. It's probably because he was a rookie. He didn't know what he was doing. Alright, so here we are. I-84, headed to Portland. Headed west. That's about it. Hope everybody's having a great day. I don't have anything else to say. Other than, if it wasn't so smoky out, it'd be a beautiful day. So, I hope everybody's doing good. I'll talk to y'all later.